Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting
in 24?
We're podcasting in 2024. Although it's Year of the Dragon,
which is
my year, you guys.
For Jen, that's a big conversation.
I'm either 24 or 36.
Was it?
I don't want to say that I'm Year of the Dragon because somebody could do the math.
Oh. So, see, I didn't even know.
Let's just say I'm 36.
Well, I think everybody will buy that.
Like, you cannot be parented by your kids without losing your shit sometimes.
No, especially based on lack of, what kind of bullshit is that, them giving me a Yelp review? I've got a review for them, 2.5 stars.
Yeah, would not go back.
Disposition questionable. I don't know.
Sent a letter to the manager.
Yeah, room very messy. 100%. Not a fan yet.
Needs
more skills.
I will say to them, especially when like I'm yelling at Delilah for something, and then Dash is like, then he wants to come in with the "you're real idiot" help to either her or me.
Why do they feel like we need help parenting?
I don't need your help.
I know, but I used to do that. I used to love when like my brother was getting in trouble. I'd be on the side like, look what you've done. Oh my God, my parents used to light up, and I was like, what? I just feel like you need the support right now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you guys would have been good parents, you wouldn't have done this thing to begin with.
Yeah.
What's up?
But how bad does it feel? Because hopefully I'm not the only one who's going to make this admission. Like, I don't feel like I'm a big, like, lose my temper all the time person, but there are times where I will, like, leave the room if I'm going to get, like,
really controlled.
Hot or something. But Dash will, like... It's usually him.
Will he follow you?
He won't. He won't antagonize me anymore. But like if Delilah's in trouble, and usually it's like our same stuff is like not eating the food, you know, like.
Yeah, it's always.
Why?
Look.
Why? Or asking the same thing like 15 times. So I'm like, I'm not going to explain it.
I feel like that's very normal.
And it's at the end of the day where you're super exhausted that Dash will try with either her or me, which sucks. And he'll be like, Delilah, just let it go. Like, ask tomorrow about it or something, or like, it's not going to happen tonight. Or he'll say to me like, Mom, she just wants to watch the movie till the end.
That's
or whatever.
That's funny. That is very like Britt McAdams quality. That's like
you can't come in and reason with me when I'm already pissed off.
Right. Right. My husband and I are very built the same. So like we both sort of like huff and puff the same way. And we're so loud. We're just loud, and I want to be better, but we're
well. They talk loud. It's not all angry. It's just they're louder.
The loudest person I've ever met. I'm like, do you have an inner ear issue? Like, what is the deal? His stage whisper is like a freaking holler. You know,
he is loud. And Chris, I observed Kristen say to him, Colin, you got to eat that apple more quietly today.
Yeah.
You're disturbing people. He's a loud guy.
He's a loud dude. And I'm a loud person. So together, it's like our neighborhood's like, why are they here? Like, like our home values have dipped.
Like, no, they're like for sure they brought a crap pot of chili.
And we're on people's like real estate disclosures. They're like, you've got a sound nuisance next door. We're like, we're the Sweeneys. You want to come over? We will have a marital dispute in front of you. It's great. We're real open.
Listen, we have got new neighbors next door. And we were like, just so you know, there will be nights of Taylor Swift blaring at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And, like, we've tried to redirect the speakers, but...
We're doing our best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like with Finn the other night, we were watching not the Squid Game, the reality show, this Squid Game. And I have to say, having my kids watch Survivor or this Squid Game hasn't been the best because it's negative.
Oh,
it's
really?
A little negative. Yeah, it's not as strategic. It's not geared towards teams. It's a little different. But Survivor feels really like hopeful and inspirational. And so we have a really good time watching that show. But so we started watching this Squid Game spinoff, and I won't let them watch the original Squid Game, so they have no frame of reference, but it is pretty damn awesome.
I haven't watched it, but it's like hyper violent, right?
The original Squid Game? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. No, I haven't watched it.
Yes. Everybody dies. There's so much blood. But it's great. So we were watching it, and Finn was standing in front of the TV, and like my regular normal, like Colin was sitting next to me, and I was like, Finn, move! And I looked at Colin and I go, was that my, that was a lot for just my first one, right? Like that started at an 8. Like I was fine. And then I went to like an 8 and like Finn was barely bothered, but I was like, I've taught myself to start there because I know I'm going to end there. So I start there. Then where am I going to go? Into like breaking glass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, two nights ago, I said to Delilah, brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Progressively getting louder about it for over the course of like 5 minutes. And Britt was like, Jen, she's in brushing her teeth. And I'm like, well, why was I supposed to know she was doing the right thing? She doesn't listen to me. So why all of a sudden, unless I am putting the toothpaste on and putting it in her mouth, would I think that she had done it? And now I just look like an asshole. Well done, kids. Well done.
I don't recognize myself. We got to talk about a hot flash or something.
I know. Okay. I do have, gosh, I have a really intense hot flash.
Oh, I do too.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot
flash. As you know, I'm a big fan of Jeremy Allen White, and he just did a ad for Calvin Klein underwear.
Oh, those are coming back, huh? Now,
I don't think you've ever said a more accurate thing. Mm. So anyway, Jeremy Allen White does this Calvin Klein spread, and oh my God!
Is he the guy from Sons of Anarchy? Who is he?
I can't deal with this. I can't talk about freaking Bravo. Jeremy Allen White. Here's how much I like him.
No, my hot flash was not going to be about Bravo. Let me put my readers on to look at this man meet. Oh, yeah, the guy from the chef show. The bear, yeah.
The chef show. She pissed me off. The bear. Okay. This is how much I like him. I'd send myself.
Is his dong that big? Do you think he's stuffing?
I don't know, but I looked, but I can't. I don't know.
You don't
know. The underwear are smooth. I don't know. I don't care. Look at his body. I'm so uncomfortable.
He looks like he's got like the Gonzo from the Muppets in his pants. That is the exact shape of his wiener right now. He's got the entire Muppet band coming out of his Calvin Kleins right now. Was that part of the casting process to get this sort of model gig? Was like, we need to know that you've got a solid hog because a lot of gay men are gonna buy these undies. So we want to make sure that you're a shower.
I bought to his credit.
I handle that casting.
First of all. I love him as an actor, but he should
look at you. She's like, I want to do somebody hot, but then I'm going to talk about how much I respect him. Well, I want to talk about his dick, Kristen. Sorry. Hot flash. I'm going to talk about how he went to Juilliard or some shit. I am going to talk about that,
but I'm not.
Let's see you dance to Marky Mark in those Calvin Kleins.
Oh my God, he's so hot. You're ruining it. Okay. He is a skilled actor.
Oh, he reads poetry. He's got dick for days.
He's got BDE just in every part of him. Thank you for joining the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you can, rate, review, subscribe. You can see these hot pieces of work old YouTube.
So hot. Don't go to YouTube unless you really think you can handle how
I got
hot
thoughts
we are,
on YouTube.
Guys.
I got thoughts on YouTube.
You know what?
That doesn't matter.
I was going to see if you wanted to talk about that today because.
No.
Well,
not yet.
Okay. But, you know, not just that, but, you know, I had some other thoughts about. We're too angry, you guys.
No, we're not. We're just moms that are in the thick of everything that you do as a mom right now. Like, everything is busy and everybody's feeling a little burned out. And it is that. And also, like, the weather is going to change and then everybody's spirits are going to lift.
Yeah, but let's just say, while you're listening, you dicks, we are moms. Really. And we are really doing our best.
Jesus.
So be nice.
Yeah. At some point, we'll talk about, we'll
well, what do you call it? Stoke the nest or whatever you call it when you like piss off bees.
What do you call
it? You know, it's called like, never mind. I'm getting in so much trouble. I can't talk about it right now. But we will talk about YouTube and all the things that come with YouTube on another fun and enlightening episode of My Mom So Hard, the podcast. But for today, we're gonna not talk about it because I don't want to be in a bad mood.
Okay. I found this mom box that we're going to do later. And I'm just going to warn you that it's long, but it is the most delightful thing maybe I've ever read. And
that's nice.
That includes like my children's birth announcements. I'm just joking. I didn't do birth announcements. I didn't do any of that shit.
I know. I felt terrible. Like, literally, I had friends that sent like pictures and they're like, so excited to announce. And I'm like, are we still doing that? I thought if I put a picture on Facebook and everybody like thumbed up it, we were good. Like that doesn't count.
Exactly. I had so many friends and I was like in these mommy groups and they're like, here's a picture of my baby inside of a pumpkin. And here's my baby inside of a freshly knitted pea pod. And yeah. Mine was like, here's my baby. I tried to Photoshop out the barf all over the front of her clothes.
I did get Finn. And they were darling, but first of all, they were really pricey, like to do like the whole like photo session. So yeah. I'm like, I'm sure on some level, my 15-month-old son was like, yeah, I feel a lot of pressure to be on today. Cause I'm like, you better not mess this up, man.
Don't you flush money down there?
Yeah. 40 minutes and I'm paying full boat and like, let's get this going. And so, but I never did that with studio shoot with Eleanor. So she's still like just not happy about that.
You took that picture. You have this big, gorgeous picture of Eleanor and she's wearing like pearls and like an old timey hat or something. You did that?
No, I did go to a studio for that.
I was going to say, damn it. Why did you volunteer to take pictures of my kids if you're that good?
Yeah, man, I'd be sitting pretty right now if that was my work. You're right. I did take her, but I took her with Finn. She never got one by herself.
Yeah.
And so like that is actually a zoomed in picture of her next to Finn.
Second child, you know, we don't need to.
I know. I used to make that joke to my sister. I would say that she'd get so pissed. I'd go, I'm like, look at all these beautiful pictures of me as a baby. I'm like, where are yours? Oh, we have your DMV photo and your mugshot. Just kidding. No mugshot.
Basically. And all of ours are like, my brother won this like most beautiful baby contest. Like
brother. It's such bullshit.
He was born in this like military hospital. His like picture was up on the wall. And like mine, they were like, is that a human baby? Because I like my mom's labor with me was like so rough. You know, I had one of those like misshapen heads and stuff. And my
look like a question mark.
Oh my God.
Who did this?
My grandmother was bawling, like, oh God, I wanted a pretty granddaughter. She looks like a potato. And
I remember saying that to my mom when they brought my sister home because I was 7 and I couldn't wait for her to be born. And I remember I've talked about this before. I looked over the seat and all it was like black hair and she looked like she was squished. And I was like, oh, she's not very cute. And my mom literally had just birthed this baby and lost her mind.
Yeah.
What are Kristen Margaret Hensley? She's beautiful and perfect.
I spent 10 months cooking that baby in the last like 2 days, shoving her out my tear duct.
Turns better for her in a few months. I don't know. And then she got real cute, but rough start. She still gets, Megan still gets so pissed.
She's so cute. Megan's so cute. My brother still has very wonderful teeth and a charming smile. And I put a lot of work into all of this. That's fine. I had this crazy thing happen this week, and I don't know if – well, I shouldn't say I don't know if it's that interesting, but I – like if you're not a mother, I'm not sure you will understand this, but you will understand my reaction to this. Okay. So Delilah has – they like pick out their own lunchbox. Like that's a part of like – that's the most exciting part of like back to school is picking out the lunchbox and then picking out like the backpack that goes with it. So she picked – I don't agree with all of her fashion choices. This lunchbox, it didn't really match her backpack, but she picked it. She loves it. It gets so dirty. It looks like she drags it through a construction site. It looks like it is backed over
by just like monster trucks. And so I have to like wash it every weekend, but it's in like pretty good shape. So well done, Tommy Bahama, who knew you had a line of girls' lunchboxes, but you do.
Oh my God. But Jen?
What?
Can you hold on one second?
Is there
I a think I might have forgot to pick up my son.
Yeah, I'll hold.
He's here.
Okay, he's there. Everybody relax. Everything's fine. Finn is there.
I'm so sorry.
How did he get there?
I have no idea. I don't know.
But he's there. So that's he's all here. That matters. So
maybe he Ubered. What do I know? I'm just saying I would not be happy if he did that.
Well, either way, you've raised a resourceful boy. Look at that. There he is.
I'm so sorry. This is me not getting my shit together and like being a little bit behind all day, like chasing my ass all day.
Oh, yeah.
And like looking at the clock and the clock's like, I always think I'm like early and then I'm like 10 minutes late. That has been today all day.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm going to be less panicked. I'm going to take us back to the lunch boxes, which I was thoroughly enjoying until I thought of school, and then school made me think of my kids, and then my kids made me think of a bus stop. The bus stop made me think of like, who the fuck is picking up our son? I didn't cover those bases, and now I'm on a podcast.
Well, either way, he figured it out. He's home.
He sure did. He probably has some new tattoo or something that I don't know about. Okay.
Mom, you owe a guy named Tommy $10.
Hey, Mom, did you know if you just walk down one of a boulevard and you put your thumb out, someone will give you a ride for free?
Yeah. If you cry loud enough in a Starbucks.
And one of our neighbors brings him home and they're going to text and be like, hey, we saw Finn sitting there. Oh, the shame. It's only happened one other time. And it's the only thing my kids bring up is I forgot him at school one time. And they sat in the office with teachers and people for 20 minutes. It wasn't even like a full.
It was early pickup day though, right? You tell me somebody that hasn't forgotten it was early pickup day.
We never had that growing up. Did you? No. Did we ever do that? Every day was the same.
Maybe like on
in the service.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving or yeah.
Yeah.
Like before teacher like conferences or something we would, but never. But it's every Tuesday in Los Angeles. And it
and
is-
then there's like all these other Los Angeles has a really a lot of days off, a lot of like here's a half day here. We're going to take a half day there. I'm like, it literally gives me a panic attack as you just visually witness.
It's honestly like barnyard bingo, you know, at the state fair where they put that big bingo thing down and they wait for an animal to shit on it. I think that's what they do. They let the superintendent put a whole bunch of Taco Bell in them and then like just let them loose. And then that's how you decide what days are off, what days we're in school. Cause there's no guessing.
Barnyard bingo is so gross.
I mean, there's no telling what day we're going to be off. And it's insane.
Okay. Well, everybody, my son has been recovered.
He's sad.
I'm not winning any awards. I'm not winning any awards.
And what would it be if you did win an award?
I don't know. Nice to be acknowledged.
Just nice to be recognized.
It would just be nice to know that my wound up nature actually had a positive result instead of like, I'm always in some sort of neurotic flare up. And like, that does not help me like thinking I forgot my kid. Everybody, I'm fine. Take a Xanax and get over it.
He's there. So everything literally is fine.
Meanwhile, he's not responding my text message. So I get it.
Well,
he might be mad at me.
He's not helping.
He probably had to walk 2 miles.
Well, he's not helping matters. I will there. It is a full moon week. So everybody's like crazy and chaotic crazy. This week.
Okay. Go back. But Trey, keep as much of this as you want. Let's
Trey, keep all of this just so those dicks do know that we are trying to podcast while we are moms. And that's not easy.
They're going
to
be like, you don't know how hard it is for me being in my mom's basement. I've got thoughts and notes for you, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about your podcast about being a mom.
A lot of dads out there just getting ready at the keyboard.
I don't even think
how
it's
they
dads.
Do it better.
I think it's bros.
All right. We're not going to talk about it this week. We'll talk about it at a later episode. And
yeah.
I do think if you send someone a dick pic, it belongs to them. So you can share it at will because especially if you didn't ask for it and you're not in a relationship with that person, you just without asking sent one. So yeah, we should get to be able to share it if we want to. So,
Oh my God, we're going to get so everyone's going to, we're going to, it's going to be, anyway,
are we going to do that? Well, let me tell you, let me just tell you a adorable, frustrating story about my daughter's lunchbox. Hold on.
Okay.
So she loves this lunchbox. I've tried to talk her out of it because I'm not a fan of it, but no dice, okay?
Why aren't you a fan of a lunchbox? What's it got on it?
No, it's like
Sons of Anarchy or something?
So we have another one that she got for a gift, and it's really nice. It has all the different compartments, so you can
a little bento box.
And it fits, like we use one of those like short round thermoses for like soup to put like pop in and mac and cheese and stuff. So the other one's just kind of better. And it fits better into her backpack, but she likes this big behemoth that is basically a briefcase, which she loves it. So last week she came home from school. Like this girl does not get mad. Like she's not have you ever seen her mad? She really does not get mad. Like she'll get a little teary every now and again, but she was like marched up to the car and she was so pissed off. And she was like, "Mom, somebody stole my lunchbox." Because they keep them outside the classroom, like on the
Yeah.
Okay. So they stole her lunch. And so she is such like a little crime junkie like her mom is. She starts asking around. Like
She's got a little notebook. She's like, "I just need to know where you were at exactly 11:37 a.m.
And I don't even know how she gets this information, although she does have all the girls at her lunch table involved in sleuthing this out. She finds out that there is a fifth grade boy who took her lunch, ate most of her lunch except for a couple of items that he didn't want, and then put the lunch bag back in the cart after lunch. So he just like walked by, didn't have a lunch, and stole her lunch bag. So she has spent the last like
– that guy's like, "I'm going to take another fifth grade boy's lunchbox." But what he really took is tiny Delilah's lunchbox that just looks big enough to like that she could sit inside of it.
I'm not saying that a fifth grade boy can't have a pale pink heart covered Tommy Bahama lunchbox the size of a briefcase.
Check.
But I don't know. I think it was like a crime of opportunity. I don't know if it was the one on the end or what. But, you know, she got lunch. She got to eat, but she didn't get like her lunch. And
she was pissed.
She felt very violated and very mad.
It's so different than when we grew up. It's so hard.
I'm just going to have a chip implanted at the base of my kid's skull so I don't have
to. We're all really close to that. We make jokes about that, but we're all so close to that because I think we would all be like, you know what? Based on the meme that you posted, I think if we all had a chip, we would all be like, "Thank God I don't have to memorize one more password. I don't have to put on... I don't have to use my Apple remote to watch a show. I can just wipe my wrist along it or put my wrist along the thing at Trader Joe's to buy my groceries." I think it sounds great. I would never carry a purse again. I'd have my Carmex in my pocket and my weird wrist chip.
I mean,
that's another Shark Tank.
Yeah, that's ours. Don't anybody take
that's
it.
Ours. That's our idea. That's ours.
Literally, to like record this podcast tonight, it took me, I don't know, you can chime in here, maybe 3 hours, Trey, for me to figure out the password to get into our Riverside account, you guys. Like, I don't have the time or the bandwidth, you dicks. I don't.
Oh, and let me just say on this note, there is no greater joy, and I mean, I'm being so sarcastic, when not only people like us lose our passwords, but if you go into the older generation, which my mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. This woman is so convinced that everyone is going to break into her like Yahoo account, which makes me wonder what she's got in there. But her password is 72 different letters put together that are arbitrary, that have nothing to do with it, and are like, it's the longest password. And she'll keep it on like loose pieces of paper, like a Splenda packet. And then every time we go back to Houston, I go, "Colin, your mom is going to ask you to help her with her computer, and you need to be patient."
Colin, I haven't been able to use the Hulu for about 6 months. Is there any way you could go and change my password? But you know what? If it suggests, like, your phone, when you go into, like, starting, it's like strong password, and that thing is like 17 characters long.
I never choose it because I'm like, "Nope. What are you thinking? why would I choose this?
And then
this?
It asks you, do you want to use the strong password or pick something?
Or your own.
Yeah, like the same one that you've used on everything, dipshit.
I will tell you right now, if there was a like cyber genius sitting next to me, two moves, you'd get mine. two moves. And I think...
Kristen, lucky seven. shit, sorry.
They'd be like, did you use the word password? I'm like, no.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. QWERTY, 1, 2, 3, no.
And I did not use my maiden name.
I made a ton of money selling vacuums in Montgomery Ward when I was in college. Not a sexy job, so much money.
You worked there?
Yes, of course I did.
I knew you looked familiar. Yeah. I did buy appliances there.
I literally sold vacuums for like 6 months, and I did a good job.
I can see that.
And then I got to bartending, and I was like, oh, this is cash money. But never, I'm telling you, I got the Dewey Hensley
sales thing?
Sales thing.
Sure.
You know, and it started to make sense to me. And when you start to drink your own Kool-Aid, I'm like, God, who can I sell to? It was embarrassing.
I can absolutely see you. What am I going to have to do to get you to drive home in this Kirby today?
You know what I want you to do? I want you to sit in it, and I want you to feel it. And I want you to make sure, you know, go ahead. The mirror.
Walk
bring
around
the,
with it.
Bring the vanity mirror down.
See how she feels.
That works. Yeah. I just want you to know how ergonomic and comfortable it is. Does it feel like, you know what, you deserve this? Yeah.
Yeah. The Hensley family can sell anything.
They can sell anything. But wait, were we talking about McDonald's, gift cards?
So
yeah.
She's starting to get better. Because I'm like challenging them to think about like, you have this. Do you want to give it away in exchange for this? Like just so that they can really understand the value of stuff. Because like we've now moved on from kids' meals. Like a 10-piece chicken nugget and fries with a drink is like about $10.
It's expensive now.
So then she thinks to herself like, well, I could get like a Beanie Boo or something for that. You know, like
I'd rather have the nuggets.
Yeah. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
So I'm challenging them with that. So over spring break, I was like, I don't want to go to Disney. Those tickets are so crazy expensive. I don't want to have to do the drive. My husband was sick. I was going to do it solo. So I said, we can go to Universal Studios and you can get a day pass, or you can use your gift card from grandma and I'll get you the year pass.
Fun. That's smart. Oh my gosh, I bet they felt so smart.
They just did the math. They were like, well, we can go today or we can come back all these other days.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So they both gave me their gift cards to get the, except then when we
Jen's
get there.
Like, this one doesn't have as much money on it as I thought.
Well, somebody's been using it and that was me. Oops. Yeah. No, it wasn't me, but they couldn't take them at the gate.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to cover this and then I'll keep your gift card. So then I was still using their gift cards for like lunch and stuff like that or whatever.
That works
but
out
I could
great.
See Dash was really like eyeballing what I was using it on. And I was like, it's not yours anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm having a hard time letting go of this also money.
I know.
You could just give that back.
Yeah, they saw like, oh, you can't take the gift cards. Oh, ding, ding, ding. We just doubled our money, you guys.
Yeah, kid math says that you can't take the gift card, so I can take the gift card and I can get a new Universal for the year.
No.
You should be supplying me with good fun, Mom.
Listen, I already feel guilty enough and I do the math. If I go into their rooms and I steal a little bit of cash, God knows I give them cash all the time anyways for other stuff. So it's just, I'm playing banker here.
I'm going to tell you right now, my daughter, her room is a total pit and she does not want to let go of anything, especially those Squishmallows, which she loves, and Squishmallows sent us new ones that they were so nice. And now she is like, she lives in them and they're massive and they are so cute and they're bright, but they take so much room and her room is really small.
That's this girl, half the bed is
Squishmallows. And now we're into two worlds. We have a Venn diagram going on where like now she's getting into like face care and cleansers and brushes. And now we have all that crap and all these Squishmallows. Her room is a total pit except her money drawer, which is like you open it. It's like the Smithsonian. And she is so sure.
It's like a cashier at a casino.
I'm telling you, she is so sure that I am taking money from her money drawer, which I am, because I never have cash. I never have cash.
God, I know.
And I figure it comes around. I'm only taking like, you know, for a tip or something like that.
Exactly.
Or if she wants to go to Holly's, I'll give cash from her drawer. So this little girl went in and taped. Okay, my mom does this joke where she sends him $20 in cash and she tapes the ends together. So it's like one big streamer of cash, right?
Hilarious.
So she did that to her own money in fives, ones, 20, you know, like, so she's got her money and it is rolled up.
Whoa.
Rolled up, and it is sorted. And I went in there and I was like, did she have me on surveillance? Is this thing going to snap me when I open this?
Oh my God.
And I was going to take a $5 bill and I opened it and it was like, I'm like, where?
Ding, 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 ding.
You are on surveillance. You are on surveillance. You did not ask it. You know, like,
Mom,
literally, like the blue
of
dye,
all people,
the blue
yeah,
dye's on my hands.
On oh my God, I love it.
Let me see
I
your
love,
hands.
I want to see her like tiny little hands, like yeah, fan out all of her money. And
she
go,
is
like she's a casino clerk, yeah, like checking it. Had one of those. Let me put this in my counter. Like that machine.
Yes,
Mom, I'm missing 15.
She 100% will know that that money is gone. You give it like 8 hours and she's going to go up and count. And she like has it all rolled up. But I, on some level, I sort of appreciate it. And now it all comes into very clear view that she probably did tell Finn, I got you covered. And then she was like, but I don't.
Yeah. You I know. Decided against it.
Because he can be difficult. And so I'm sure she got there and she was like, I guess you're going to rethink how much shit you gave me for the last 2 days on spring break. Yeah. I would have bought you the sandwich, but now I don't like you.
Finn, are you hungry?
Finn, are you hungry? Oh, you know what?
Good
I don't like the bacon
lesson.
In this sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Usually croissants
Meanwhile,
are
Finn's
delicious.
Having, like a total fit. He's like, I don't know where my money is.
That's the thing is, I think my kids care about money with each other.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like a point of competitiveness between them. Because
right.
They're like, oh, are you going to use your gift card that grandma sent yeah. for that too? And then
Finn is more than fine to let Eleanor use her. We always get Starbucks cards for birthdays. And he's like, hey, Eleanor, can you use your Starbucks card? And I used to do the same crap to my brother and sister. I was like, let's square in on their money before they know what money is. I'm like, do you want to use the money with the five on it? You can pay for it. Like, do you want to give me the one with the five on it?
Yeah. We're unfortunately past that point where you could give Delilah any bill, like any denomination. She'd think it was a one.
Yeah.
She was like, I have one of these, one of
I
these, one of these.
I have currently that don't know the difference that I'm like, oh, you need to reel in your spending.
Are you looking at
No,
me?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
No.
But I do think that money's an interesting conversation. For me, money is, with the kids especially, is where I always talk tip. I'm like, all right, here's the total of this check. I want you to figure out the tip. And then if it comes out to like $8.50, I go, and for another $1.50, we're going to round this up to 10 and you're going to feel even better about this tip. And I can see Finn like sweating it. And I'm like, you will work in a restaurant one day.
Oh, yeah.
You will work in a restaurant one day and you will understand money. And I do think it's because you get to touch that tip money at the end of the night.
You wait tables during state wrestling and everybody orders fillets at the table and leaves you a $3 tip. So you really see what it's like to work for no money.
And you know, if you say anything, you get fired. That's the rule. If you say anything about a tip, trust me, I know.
100%. I remember like you'd see, oh God, we got a bus coming in,
we got a bus.
A bunch of high schoolers coming in.
They all have
run you ragged on refills and then they're going to leave like 40 cents
for everybody.
Or they
would all come in, there'd be like seven middle schoolers and they'd get like one appetizer and I'm like, this is going to be a bad day. I'm going to literally go home and have my tubes tied from this experience.
We always used to joke, but I mean, there's a stereotype. No, this is not a Dewey story where if a woman comes in and she orders a fettuccine Alfredo.
She's a bad tipper.
And a Diet Coke.
Forget it.
She's a bad tipper, you
she's
guys.
She's a bad tipper because she's already a bad eater.
Yeah, she's got some real confusion going on in her
brain. That's why when I
go
through and I get a quarter pounder with cheese combo meal, I get a Coke and not a Diet Coke because I'm like, who am I kidding?
Yeah.
I've already, those points and calories are gone.
You're 1,600 calories deep. Why get a diet, man? Live your life. Like, just enjoy it. And while you're at it, fucking tip, okay? Okay?
It's so true.
It's so true, isn't
it? It's so true. Man. I know, I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I don't even want to look at anybody in the eye when I'm in the drive-thru and I'm like, just give it to me. Just give it to me.
I got to say, and I've always thought this, I never wanted to date a guy that was a bad tipper. Like it is a thing that
it's
you
it's a thing
hit.
Because it streams down into other things.
That is the biggest, truest thing about it. It doesn't mean just that you're frugal. I think it means that you're cheap.
I think it means you're cheap.
Yeah.
If you're frugal, I love frugal people. If you're frugal, you're still given a really good birthday present. You're like, You're just somebody that's paying attention to
your
money.
You're being smart about it.
My friend Erica calls it, she doesn't enjoy reckless spending. And I was like, I like the way that sounds because that's, I don't like the way that feels either, but I would
sounds
never.
Sounds like a fun Friday night these days.
I would never not tip someone so I could keep more money.
Right.
I would not go out if I couldn't tip.
You're not supposed to. And you're not, supposed to figure that in as a part of the.
You're supposed to figure that in. We've talked about this a lot, but I just think service employees get a real shit end of the stick sometimes. And like,
it's
if
true.
You're trying to like save $1.50 on a tip, it just says everything about you. And I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, you know, because it is a weird world that we live in. And like sometimes when we go out to eat, I'm like, this person is not that much older than our kids. And I want them to see, or you have a parent person that's waiting on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all of these positions deserve dignity and your respect. And like, I make my kids like everything is like, please and thank you, eye contact. You know, it's almost too much.
Yeah.
Just in an effort to show them that like, this is how people work for their money, pay for their families. Like, it's not always just a college kid, you know?
Yeah. And I do, I see where people are like, oh, you're supposed to tip for everything these days. And
it
people
does,
get like
there
fatigued.
Is a lot.
There is a lot of like industries where like, if you're getting like blinds put in your house, maybe you would give like a 20 to the person working or something like that. Because what I always think of is, and maybe I'm totally wrong about this, the guy that owns the company or gal that owns the company
doesn't get the tip.
No, they set the price, you know, like that's a different
deal.
That's
not a tip position.
But somebody who like comes in and cares about your home and does good work and stuff like that, I like to tip people like that, and especially around the holidays. And I don't believe it has to be a huge amount of money. Like I always like will give $5 or $10 like to the front desk person at like a restaurant during the holidays or like when the like kids get their haircut or something like that. Cause it's like, you can go buy coffee or you can go buy a thing, you know, like it makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference.
Pioneer.